And tell me about Sydney Living Museums. What is it that you guys do?
So we have 12 locations and sites across Sydney, including gardens, farms, houses. And really, we explore what does Sydney mean to people? How do people live across all different generations? And you know, how do we unpack that? How do we tell those stories?
Amazing. So what is your role then, I guess, as an Indigenous producer? What is it that you put together?
Yeah, so my role is incredibly exciting because it's a new role. And in these types of institutions, obviously Indigenous programming and knowledge is becoming more and more valued, which is what we as a culture have always wanted.
Mm.
So my role is to produce large-scale programs such as the Whale Festival, which we have on tomorrow, as well as NAIDOC, Eel Festival, many major programs across the cultural calendar. And then within our team, I'm able to work in with so many of our great staff and add an Indigenous perspective and feed into the great work that they're doing to add Indigenous knowledge.
I think that this is so fantastic. I think any opportunity that is given to explore Indigenous culture and share Indigenous knowledge is one that should be taken with both hands by every Sydney-sider, everyone visiting Sydney and everyone around Sydney and everyone around the world. I think that it is really so, so important. And so tomorrow you mentioned very briefly, and we're going to dive straight into, the Whale Festival. Total unintentional pun at this hour of the morning. So this is all happening out at the beautiful Vaucluse House, which has got to be one of the most stunning locations in Sydney, in my opinion, in my humble, humble opinion. So tell us, what's the Whale Festival all about? What are we exploring?
So tomorrow, for all the wonderful people that will be joining us, it's at Vaucluse House, and we're exploring the importance of the whale to Indigenous people.
Okay.
And what you're going to see is a really great duality of perspectives. So we've got Vaucluse House, the main site, and there'll be house tours and you know, how people lived in that house. But then with my programming and new perspectives in the program, we've got things like yarning circle, weaving, artwork, activities, things that are family friendly, but also for adults and people, you know, who just want to come and learn more. It's very warm and welcoming.
Fantastic.
As well as, you know, we've got traditional cooking and obviously the main headlight of the whole day is the dance and ceremony on the beach, which has been done in previous years, and everyone that's seen it absolutely raves about it, and it's absolutely stunning.
So when's that dance going on? What time of the day do we need to be there?
So the dance and ceremony is happening down at the beach at Vaucluse House at 12:30.
Perfect.
But the day runs from 11 till 3, so beautiful. If you get there early or you stay a bit later, have a yarn.
11 till 3 is a very doable, like, whole day activity, I feel. That's a total thing that we can hang out for. And it's just, I would seriously just go sit in Vaucluse House for 3.5 or 4 hours.
100%.
It's so gorgeous.
Regardless of the weather, you know, it'll be going ahead and it's beautiful on any day.
Was there anything that surprised you, any knowledge that popped up when you were putting this event together that really took you aback a little bit?
Well, I think one of the things just with Indigenous culture in general is the complexity of it, which is its beauty, but also some of the challenges we face in building momentum. So my role will eventually work with more local community to build them into what we do. And me individually, that's incredibly important, you know, to do that best practice. So yeah, whenever I go onto a different country and learn about, you know, the culture and the practices, I'm always blown away by, you know, the depth of everywhere I go.
It's hundreds of thousands of years of knowledge
stories
and practices. It's beautiful. I think we do honestly have some of the most beautiful Indigenous culture in the world.
100%.
I think that the gorgeous nature of the culture is just fantastic. And I love whales.
Yeah.
I think it's great too.
100%.
Whales are awesome.
Beautiful animal.
I don't think you'd be able to see whales from Vaucluse House, would you? No, I don't really think that that's a thing.
It's not built into the program,
no.
But we wouldn't say no to it.
No, but can you, I guess, technically?
Depends
maybe.
How close they come in.
Yeah, get some binoculars out.
But definitely the whole festival ties in with the breeding season.
Yeah, and this is the time of the year. where it's, yeah, whale's not included, everybody. Do not go.
BYO whale.
BYO whale. I'll go sit on the beach. It'll be fine. I'll be the whale for the day. This is amazing. This is beautiful. This is fantastic. And I think, you know, with school holidays as well, getting kids involved, is this a kid-friendly program?
Absolutely. You know, something, for example, like the yarning circle.
Yeah.
You know, kids can sit down with their families, maybe do some weaving while they're having a yarn and just have a nice time. But also friendly for those adults that just want to come along and start to have that deeper conversation where they can feel safe to ask questions because, you know, it's very daunting to, you know, step into a new space that you might not know anything about.
Yeah.
And people have good intentions and they can come and just feel safe to learn more about our culture.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. And I think that it's fantastic that Sydney Living Museums has brought a specific role in as well to pay homage and to pay kind of respect to Indigenous culture. So I'm sure we'll be hearing from you a lot in the future, Hayden.
Can't wait.
I'm sure we will. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Cheers.